you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. There's still a lot of questions, even after the party endorsement conventions in Minnesota this weekend. A new push for families with loved ones who have been wrongfully convicted, and bear sightings are on the rise in the Twin Cities metro area. But first, charges have been filed against the suspect in a fatal shooting at the Canterbury Park Expo Center this week, where a prayer service was being held. According to the criminal complaint, there was a confrontation outside a prayer service, which led to the shooting death. 26-year-old Khalid Abdi, 28-year-old Muhammad Rajay, has been charged with second-degree murder and unlawful gun possession. Abdi, the man who was killed, was a field representative for Ashmi Council 5, where union leaders say he had a tenacious organizing spirit with a warm and inviting presence. A GoFundMe has been created to help support Abdi's family. Candidates are filing for political office today, with Peggy Flanagan filling out the proper forms and depositing her $400 filing fee.
There's no turning back. Here we go for the people of Minnesota.
With the scratch of a pen on paper, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan officially filed to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Tina Smith. The next step is the August 11th DFL primary against Congresswoman Angie Craig. Flanagan says the campaign could get ugly.
That's certainly possible. But I'm just going to tell the truth, right? And, you know, we don't have to attack our opponent.
Flanagan picked up the DFL party endorsement over the weekend. In St. Paul, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
There are still a lot of questions even after the endorsement conventions in Minnesota this weekend.
Kendall Qualls got the Republican endorsement for governor after 10 rounds of voting, coming out on top of House Speaker Lisa Damith. Now, the speaker had originally said she would abide by the endorsement process, but told the Star Tribune she remains concerned about the accuracy of the electronic voting system. At one point, electronic failures forced nearly 2,000 delegates to wait long periods of time on Saturday night. We are told that she is with her family today, but tomorrow is the deadline to file for the primary, so we'll all know then what her plans are going forward. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The head of the Minnesota Republican Party is responding to a controversial action that was taken at this weekend's endorsing convention. A brief moment of silence was held for Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murder in the killing of George Floyd. Party chair Alex Plekish.
Well, that came from the body, of course. Didn't come from the dais. And the body elected to have that moment of silence. We had maybe 10 seconds or so.
He wouldn't say whether he approved of it.
There are a lot of people, I think, that believe that Derek Chauvin was improperly convicted and not treated well. And those people wanted to have a moment of silence and recognition because they felt that way.
Do you agree with them?
Well, I don't think I'm going to comment on that. I mean, the court system had its verdict, and I'm not going to challenge the court.
Democrats have already started to call the Republicans out on it. A new push for help for families with loved ones who have been wrongfully convicted. Marvina Haynes today introduced the Marvina Haynes Act on the Capitol steps. Her brother Marvin was exonerated after nearly 20 years behind bars for a crime he didn't commit. Marvina says families often face financial hardship and years of uncertainty as they seek justice for their loved ones.
Families need trauma support. Families need resources. Yes. Family needs advocates. Yes. Family needs help carrying that burden, so no family should feel that they have to carry it alone.
Marvin Haynes was released in 2023. He was awarded $4.5 million by the state. Bear sightings are on the rise in the Twin Cities metro area. Recent metro area black bear sightings include reports in Edina, Burnsville, Elk River, North Oaks, and Shoreview. The DNR's Franklin Whitaker says the rebounding population and the search for easy meals are driving black bears into suburban neighborhoods.
Bears have phenomenal sense of smells. Their sense of smell is 7 times better than your dog. The other thing is bears have a built-in memory that they remember where food is. So maybe in previous years, they found a bird feeder or a berry patch, a patch of oak trees, things like that. And they'll remember that and come back the following year.
He says while all of Minnesota should be considered bear country, you can avoid a visit from one at your home simply by securing food sources and hiding your trash bins. Finally, over the weekend, a night to honor those in the Twin Cities Metro who peacefully resisted federal immigration enforcement this past winter.
Ambassador Caroline Kennedy, the last surviving child of President John F. Kennedy, presented the JFK Library Profile and Courage Award to the people of the Twin Cities for their reaction to Operation Metro Surge.
Joining Chicago, Portland, and other communities, their compassion and unwavering commitment to the ideals that sustain our democracy inspired communities across this country and forced the federal government to back down.
Kennedy also honored Renee Good and Alex Preddy, who were both shot and killed by ICE agents. Appearing in a recorded message, Bruce Springsteen.
He assured us that Alex Preddy and Renee Good's deaths were not in vain. When America needed you, you were there. So let me send you love, prayers, and thanks of a grateful country.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.